This is a practice recording for all four parts, soprano, alto, tenor, and bass, for Kiddush, traditional arranged by Ephros. The piece is a back and forth between the melody, which Devin Lawrence sings, and the responses, which the choir sings. The choir sings responses at the top of page 87, at the bottom of page 87, nothing on page 88, at the bottom of page 89, the end of the second line on page 90, end of the third line, page 90, and finally an amen at the bottom of page 90. The text is almost always Baruch Hu Uvaruch Shemo. That happens once, twice, three times, four times. On the last page, you have also a Shehekianu, and you have an Amen at the very end. Okay, the notes are very straightforward. These are just major chords. So let's start with the bass, Baruch Hu. Go. Add the tenors. Add the altos. Add the sopranos. Very straightforward. Again, the whole time watching me for entrance and cutoff and the flow of the phrase. Again, another Baruch Hu Uvaruch Shemo. This is the bottom of the first page. That's page 87. Here we go. Baruch Hu. And. Basses. Tenors. Altos. Sopranos. Bottom of page 3, page 89, the third page. Same thing. Couldn't be simpler. Then, page 90, end of the second line. Again, you're watching me for your entrance, for your cutoff, and for the flow of the phrase. I tend to push the rhythm a little bit. Just remember that the rhythm is printed is merely a suggestion. We do not do it metronomically. We do it freely, more towards speech rhythm. Then, page 90, at the end of the third line, we have a Shehekianu, which is this. One, two, three. Parts, basses. Tenors. Altos. Sopranos. Again, watching me for the entrance, for the cutoff, and for the rhythm of the phrase. Now, end with an amen, very straightforward. Actually, an amen. Basses. Tenors, altos, sopranos, not a difficult piece if you watch me.